Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. We have unbelievable programming on BBS, so many great shows to choose from, so many interesting topics, and I thank you ever so much for tuning in to my show this evening, and I'm happy that you're here. My guest this evening is one of our most popular guests and a friend of the show, Michelle Whiteduff, and we are happy to have her back again. You may remember Michelle from the Lifetime TV reality television show, America's Psychic Challenge, where she was crowned America's number one psychic. And anyone who watched that show could not help but be impressed by Michelle's abilities, as I'm pretty sure she turned a lot of skeptics into believers. Worldwide, the Psychic Challenge franchise has achieved great success because of the ever-increasing interest in psychic phenomena, authentic spirit communication, and the paranormal. And if I can add my two cents here, truthfully, Michelle paved the way for future programming of this genre by her appearance on America's Psychic Challenge. Now, as a clairvoyant, meaning Michelle is clear-seeing, she receives visions of people, places, and things. Things of the past, present, and future. She's also clairaudient. She hears, listens to messages from the other side. She's clairsentient. She feels. She senses through smelling, tasting, and feeling. She's an empath, so she takes on the sensations of the physical and emotional states of being, all of which she pretty much clearly demonstrated during the filming of America's Psychic Challenge. You know, this is one of those people that, you know, has pretty much proved her abilities through that program. She also does work as a spiritual medium, an angel communicator, a psychic detective, and a medical intuitive. She's an author, featured expert guest, a lecturer, spiritual teacher, and visionary. No pressure there. That's quite a list of things. Wow. But I encourage you, while you're listening to the show, to visit her website at www.michellewhitedove.com to get additional information on Michelle. You can find that website right there on the front page of BBS Radio. If you go to Visible by Numbers on Monday night, click on the info tab, and you can link right off to it right from that page. So I really ask you, you know, hey, while you're listening, why not explore her webpage? There's a lot of great information there. And it's always my pleasure to spend time with Michelle. So, hey, Michelle, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. You're always so gracious.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you. We always get really good emails after you're on. People love you. So thanks for taking the time. And I also know that, you know, this is one way that you're, you know, able to reach out to people and connect to them. You know, and I know that a little later on in the programming, we're going to be doing, you know, opening up the calls and allowing people to call you and ask questions. So, you know, doing, you know, some work, you know, for free, you know, giving readings and because you care. And so we appreciate that, Michelle.
Thank you. No, I mean, I think you said it well, but I use this form of media and a way to help other people, and even people that can't afford to, you know, get a reading, mini reading, private reading, so they can always call in a show and at least get one main, I'd say, area of their life and get that question answered. So
sure.
I think it's a good thing that's available to the masses.
Right. And I think it's really wonderful that I know that you do a lot of free readings on radio shows, Michelle, and that's really a great way to put yourself out there and be of service to others. So, you know, I admire that. So what's new with Michelle? Anything new?
Oh, goodness. Let's see. I'm going to New York. It's the New Life Expo. That will be October 16th through the 18th, and I will be doing readings in person in my private suite. And then also my new blog is posted for investors as well as other people. We always try to keep that blog page up and going and fresh, but I'll tell you, it's really hard to do that. And, you know, working on three books at the same time and doing some TV, and, I mean, it sounds crazy. I know it's very diverse. And, you know, these days we have MySpace, and then my official website, MichelleWhiteDove.com, Facebook, Twitter. You have to have your...
You almost need an assistant just to keep up with his social networking.
Exactly. I mean, we take little meetings, the girls. We're like, all right, what are you working on? What do you want? Okay. But,
yeah.
You know, I got to just roll with the punches, and I know that, you know, I'm doing what I should be doing. And that in itself is half the battle, thank God.
Right.
And so I would have the luxury of seeing my future, you know, when I have that near-death experience. But, you know, I love my work, but sometimes I just work too much.
Yeah, I know. I also want to point out that I see October 31st, you're having a Halloween bash.
Yes, thank you, yeah.
Oh, that looks like fun. That looks like fun. Where is that at?
That is in Gainesville, and I don't know all the details, so I have
Gainesville. Yeah. Okay, I don't know where I'm going to be. What are you talking about? Yeah, Michelle,
no,
you're having a Halloween bash party in Gainesville, Florida on the 31st.
There you go.
Maybe,
all right,
maybe
Allison,
you need
me
to...
I deserve that. See, usually she has a little note in front of me. I'm as far as the expo. And this is what
okay, well, you'll be ready... You'll be ready for it when October 31st comes around, I'm pretty sure. Okay.
Yes,
well, that
I'll
looks like fun because you get to spend time with you, and and there's a cocktail party, which is always fun, reception.
Yeah.
That looks
as
like fun.
As long as I'm not
so,
reading alcohol and readings don't go well together. So.
No, they don't. No, we did. I just did a psychic at Sea Cruise, and we had scheduled places where we did our workshops, and they were in the bars on the actual ship, and I was necessarily happy.
Not really that
So they asked me for a suggestion for future cruises, and I said, well, you know, they do have meeting rooms, don't they? Because I don't really want to do another workshop in a bar, if you don't mind. I don't enjoy the energy there.
Drinks, right. Yeah, as they're ordering drinks, right, your audience. No, that's fine. No, I'm the same way.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I wanted to ask you, because, you know, there's a lot of things. I know that you got a busy, busy schedule. I understand that. And I know that the blog, I've always been fascinated with your blogs because, you know, most of what you put in the blogs come true. So to me, it's almost like a must-read at the first of the year. But I'm just wondering, what are you feeling, you know, as they come out with these vaccines for the swine flu? What is your gut feeling, or what are you getting on the swine flu? Because I'm rather concerned about it, so I was wondering about your thoughts.
Well, first of all, and I'm just speaking for myself here at this particular time, if they offered that vaccine or shot or whatever for that swine flu, I would say no. I would pass on it. It's like vaccinations, you know, when our children are smaller and you don't really know, you think you're preventing certain things, but in a way, it's not. It's actually the opposite. So as far as that, I think that, you know, it's something that is also hyped up a little bit with the media, put your attention there, distract you from other issues that are even bigger. I'll be honest with you, Austin, I'm not really that concerned about it. I mean, I know it's affecting some, but if the people get to Western medicine, get to the hospital in time, then they can be treated and, you know, be well. So I just, you know, don't want to get caught up in, oh, my gosh, I can't go out of the house because there's this flu going around, you know. You have to live your life and live it knowing that you have with faith and that you're protected and working with that. And not everybody has that written in their karma, I mean, their spiritual contract or their karma.
Right. Well, I was, you know, as I said, I'm just not so certain how I feel about, I feel that a lot of it's hyped up, and I feel that the vaccine isn't really reliable, and so I was just wondering if you felt that this was going to be like a major problem, and,
no,
you know.
No, I feel the same way that you do.
Okay, great. Another thing I wanted to ask you, which, you know, we've all, we've talked before about, you know, seeing messages with numbers, and being a numerologist, you know, I suppose, you know, I pay attention a lot more. But a lot of people, and you know this, beginning from the year 2000, there was a lot of people that were seeing 1111 and even progression of that, like 222, 333, 444. But recently, you know, a lot of light workers and a lot of people that I've been talking to have been seeing, again, almost as though it's repeating itself, 1111 again. And also 444 is showing up an incredible amount of times. And it just, you know, was a discussion with several people, you know, not all of them light workers, but people that would be more aware of seeing this. Do you get any feeling on why is the 1111 kind of showing back up again?
That's what I see a lot lately. I mean, I never look at the clock, and I'll look over, and it'll be 111, you know, 1111. And
yeah.
Boy, okay. Because I'm not one to watch the clock, because I'm already outside of time and space, as everyone else experiences.
Right.
But for me, that's, you know, I've prayed on that, and what Spirit always tells me is that that's the highest number, spiritually speaking, and it's a way of them saying, hey, hello, we're here with you, you know, we're watching. It's just a good omen.
Okay.
You know, as far as astrology or numbers or numerology, that's your area of expertise. I know nothing about numbers.
Right. Well, I was, you know, to me, the 1111, to me, would signify perhaps, you know, it is definitely a spiritual message. I think that God speaks to us in numbers. I think that numbers are the universal language. And I think 1111 is... Yeah. And I think it's just an indication of perhaps a new beginning or something new that's coming in. I would always pay attention to an 11 whenever an 11 shows up, but I just think it's really odd that it's just all of a sudden out of the blue, it's just everywhere. So
it is,
I was wondering what you're feeling. Yeah,
I
absolutely.
I just feel it is
now,
go ahead.
Okay. Well, here's another thing that I wanted to ask you. Because I'm just full of questions. Okay, sorry. And I need to ask them before you answer them happens. Okay, so that's why I'm rushing. I'm like, oh, wait a minute, let me get to my questions before Michelle answers them before I even get a chance to ask them. Numerologists, not just myself, but many other numerologists, you know, we look at the date of November 11th, 2009, and we look at that, and we kind of stop dead in our tracks because that is truly an 11-11-11, because November is an 11-month, 11-day, and an 11-universal year. And as far as a numerologist goes looking at that, when you look at 11, it borders on greatness and destruction. You know, sometimes it can be the truth coming out. Sometimes it can be one of the greatest messages that free humanity or helps humanity. Sometimes it can be related to enlightenment, transformation. It's very strong master energy. But also 11 sometimes can be destructive as well. And sometimes it can actually serve a purpose of, like, separating you from something, like tearing something away from you in order to make you move on and begin something again. Sometimes it represents loss and then a new open door. So when numerologists are looking at that 11-11-11, of course, you know, we're not quite certain as to, you know, is this a doorway open? Does it have to do with spiritual enlightenment? Does it have to do with, you know, all of us on this planet just being open to new energies? Or, you know, is it signifying a specific event? Do you, as you look towards the future, or have you even had the time, let's just put it that way, to look towards the future, do you sense anything in November?
Yes, actually, pretty much all of that you said is what that number represents. It represents an ending and a new beginning. It represents an awakening to people, spiritually speaking, that it's a death, but not of the entire planet, you know, a death and rebirth. And unfortunately, with some of that death and rebirth on the planet, and you'll see large souls go out like you're starting to see, because 2006, that was our time where, whether people are aware of it or not, consciously or unconsciously, we made a choice, who's on what team, meaning white, unconditional love and light, and fear and darkness, two different teams. And what we were going to do with our lives here, were we going to spiritually wake up? That was if you're on the love and light, yes. And live that truth. And so that was already made up. Everyone already made their decision, again, whether with their own free will, whether they know it consciously or not. And now at this time is when you're seeing, first of all, you're going to see some really, talk about a bumpy ride, you're going to see a lot of, I mean, look at the news. I don't watch too much of it because I really don't like TV that much. But, you know, we have fires, we have floods, we have hurricanes, tsunamis, you know, all these things and places. And Mother Nature is not a happy camper right now. And she's just getting started, and she will cleanse an area, wipe it out, cleanse it to rejuvenate it, so it can begin again. So with 1111, it has a lot of meanings, and I think that, you know, you nailed it in the head. Everything that you said, it's all of that. It's not just one thing.
Right. Well, just recently, I mean, I'm not saying that I watch earthquakes per se, but I do take notice of major events, mainly because I watch the days and I watch the numbers. So when there's major events, I usually tend to look at what day it is and contemplate, you know, the meaning of the numbers. The number of earthquakes, you know, 10 in 1 week,
right,
and a lot of them
exactly.
were way over 6.3, a lot of them were major earthquakes. They weren't minor. They weren't just like a little ground shaking. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, is anybody paying attention? Is this more than average? Is this something that's rather unusual? And it seems to me, and all the time that I've just been, I guess in a passive way, monitoring earthquake activity, this seems like an extraordinary amount in such a short time.
It is, and unfortunately, this is really just getting started. You're going to see more and more of earthquakes, even at a larger scale. And those earthquakes
sure.
will affect the United States as well, except some people like to live in denial or just say, oh, no, and, you know, we don't get hurt, we don't get affected here in the States, you know. It's more so over these areas, and everything comes full circle. But, mm-hmm. you know, and this is something that I have blogged on, and you know that, and even talked about in my books, the earlier mm-hmm. books, where we would live through all these times. The funny thing is
yeah.
that I... You know, I remember getting the information, believing it, writing it, but I didn't ever think about living through it.
Right. You actually wrote that in one of your books. She talks to angels. You
yeah,
were talking about the economic times that we've gone through recently. And when did you write that book?
My God. The first book, 2000. It was
right, you wrote in 2000. And you probably never dreamed that what you wrote was going to come true.
It's exactly what I'm saying.
But we're living
I wanted to be wrong. I really wanted to be wrong. And when I say myself, see, there we go, that's of ego. So when you push that aside, and that's why I spend a lot of time in prayer and meditation, if I get out of the way,
right.
the information's always there, but lately it hasn't been too pretty. And so, you know, I've kind of made more of an effort, and I was told by Spirit to get out there to the people, even locally, and some of the places that, you know, would have me there and start doing lectures talking about these things and answering the people's questions, not just giving them messages, but all of the above. And I'm like, hey,
sure.
wait a minute, I thought I was like, I climbed up the ladder and I thought I was over here. And Spirit said, oh, too bad for you, the people need you. And they
right.
need some answers and light and hope. And so we really need all the light workers up and running. We're really short. And not only that, you know, these are difficult times, so your faith and the truth is definitely going to be tested. And therefore,
right.
I hope it's a certainty and a conviction knowing, or you won't get through it.
Right, right. I think a lot more people, at least I found, you know, with my own personal readings, with the numerology readings, is they're experiencing major shifts in their lives. That I mean,
yeah.
it's like where their lives are turned right upside down. And it's almost like they have to let go of everything and begin again. There seems to be a lot of that going on in people's lives. And, of course, the only thing you can reassure them is, you know, in order to, you know, I kind of like use the analogy, if you ordered new furniture, obviously you got to empty out the room in order to bring in the new
sure.
stuff. You have to get rid of
sure.
stuff. And this is a lot of what it's clearing and making space for the new opportunities that are coming. And when you're, it's not always a pleasant thing to let go. But it's important in order to, you know, to be ready for the changes that are coming. And so many people are just, I mean, it's sometimes it just almost appears as though it's tragic circumstances, whether it's financial,
yeah.
with their jobs, their health, or whatever, total upheaval in their lives. And this is going along with, and I don't know, you know, like what people are sensing, but even people that are not necessarily into, let's just call it the New Age spiritual philosophy, you know, all that, they sense that something is in the air. They sense that something they
I
can't
agree.
Put their finger on. They don't know what it is, but something major is in the air. Like, and so I think we all feel this energy of transformation, of this new, you know, energy that's coming in. I don't know if you're experiencing that in your readings as well.
Well, absolutely, and I mean, and the clients or people that get readings or people that just come see me speak or however it may be, they are really, I've said this to my manager, Shante, they are really just flipping out. They are having a heck of a time. You know, they're embracing the fear and darkness versus, come on, guys, let's see the light at the end of the tunnel. Let's come back over here. Hence, you know, why I'm so determined to get this book out before the year's out, The Sacred Code, that says here's the universal laws, here's the tools, here's the exercise, how you apply them, very easy, to your daily life. Now use them, because that's what you're going to need to get through these major crises that we're going to have. You know, whether it's from Mother Earth cleansing, whether it's the ascension in mankind, meaning we finally shift to a higher human evolution, I would like to say, like the indigo children, you know. Man-made programs are no longer working for us. So things are all up. So like, take a deck of cards and throw them up. You don't know where the heck they're going to land right now. That's just how how it is. It's the uncertainty. It's a very funky energy out there. It's like people almost sense, do I go out, or just maybe I should just stay home? You know,
No, really.
I mean, God, it's not only me. I have said, all right, Spirit, can I go out, or do I stay? What's it going to be? But, you know, people have said this to me. You know, they're like, I'm just so upset and depressed, and I don't know what's wrong, and I feel, you know, and not only that, but going back to even some more serious things that you said about losing their home and losing their job and having a family. I mean, even some of my good friends, I've seen this, and I've tried to step in and you know, go, listen, don't do this, do this. All you can really do is give the information. What they choose to do with it is, you know, their prerogative, their free will. But we just got so much going on. It's really an ending that represents a new beginning, hence the year 2012, another opening, sure, 2014. You as a neurologist, I can imagine you can look into 2014. I would find that fascinating to see what you would get out of that. Because, as I said, I consider you an expert in your area, but that's not mine. So I'll leave that up to you. So, Allison,
We'll have a discussion about that sometime, Michelle. And certainly, I'm just still trying to wrap my mind around this being an 11 universal year, because it's been 100 years since we've had this energy on the planet, and I'm wrapping my mind around that. And what because this has never happened before, you have to understand.
Correct.
There's no basis. There's no basis of statistics or data to be able to refer to. So we're kind of making this up as we go along here.
Well,
I think we can only look.
I mean, that's why we depend on spirit, because things change. You know, there's more than one future.
It's true.
More than one future.
Yeah.
There's more than one outcome. And me as a spiritual medium, when I sit down with someone, I can say, okay, here's your recent past, present, future. But listen, the reason I'm why some of these things I'm telling you, hey, you got to change. You know, you get heads up. And they're able to, I think my ear just bleeding.
I think your ear just popped. I think we got a caller.
My ear just popped in the world. I think Mercury retrograde it's direct, but there's still a shadow.
That was a tough September.
Yeah, but it is. It's tough for anybody. Mercury retrograde is tough for anybody when you deal with radio, television, communications. It's real tough.
Yeah, right. Well, listen, Michelle, I do think that we have a caller on the line. And so before we take the caller, let's be specific as to, are we taking specifically medical intuitive questions, or do you just want the people to call to ask you a specific question, or how do you want to do this, Michelle?
It is your show, Allison, and I always respect the person that is, you know, the host of their own show, your call.
Okay. Well, I think in the past, really, what works for you is you, if you want, because I wanted to get into medical intuitive and ask you how you do that. So if someone has a question and they would like to, and hopefully we'll get a moment where we can talk about that. But if somebody has, you know, a medical issue and they would like to ask for Michelle's insight, certainly we'll take those questions. Or if you have a specific question about your life, whether your relationships, perhaps your finances, perhaps a job change or something that's upcoming, or whatever's going on, you know, but be very specific and ask Michelle a very specific question. And only one question, because I'm sure that we have a lot of people that want to call in. So with all that being said, I'm going to take this caller. So who's calling, please?
Hello?
Hi there. Who's this?
Hi. How are you? It's Simone.
Simone?
Yes. How are you?
I'm very well. Do you have a question for Michelle?
Yes, I do, and I'm going to be very original and ask about my love life, or lack thereof.
I was going to say, that is original. You're right.
That's different. Wow.
Specifically, will I have a chance to bless somebody with all the love that I have?
Absolutely.
In the near future?
Well, when we say near, you know, spirit sense of time is definitely different than mine. Yesterday's, you know, is that's how impatient I am with time. But when they say soon, that could be anywhere from 6 months, a year, to a couple of years. But there is someone there for you, and I actually see just a couple of people that come in and out of your life really fast, and you think, well, maybe this is it, you know, maybe this is the one, but it isn't, and it's very short-lived. Then there's another one behind that. I see two people coming in and out of your life, which is kind of lessons that need to be learned and debts that need to be paid. And then the third one, I always say good things come in three, is the one that is like, oh, my gosh, you know, both of you are like, ugh, can't live without each other, and that's your partnership. So before you even said the question, I said, here we go, love life. You know, you don't have to worry about that. And you have to also understand that the universe provides us the things with very specific divine timing, and God knows what God's doing. So, I mean, I sometimes will pout and, you know, go, I want this book out now. And, you know, it comes out when it needs to come out, when that divine timing is in order. So just know that you are loved. Love yourself, because you have to love yourself to be loved unconditionally. Mm-hmm. And God bless you. Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Simone, good luck.
Thanks.
Okay. We want the invitation to the wedding.
Hopefully there will be one.
Okay, good luck, sweetie. All right.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Okay, so Michelle, like I said, I wanted to get into, you know, because I understand from my understanding for empaths, or when a person has that kind of ability to connect to somebody else. And when you're talking about medical intuitive readings, you're tapping into the body, the physical body, and you're kind of scanning and seeing what may or may not be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, do you feel, because some people, you know, it feels so strongly that they literally can feel the pain from the knee or the headache from the headache or the sinus problem. So do you feel when you connect to people as well?
Yes. When I, even over the phone, I will physically take it on. I will see it, I will feel it, and physically feel it. I will know it. I will say, you have this health issue, and go down all their health issues, because I can scan the entire body. I know it sounds like some superhero. I know it's kind of corny, but it's like x-ray vision. It really is. Being able to see into the internal organs in the body and what's working and what's not. And that just happens to be something that, and I don't want to sound pompous, but that happens to be one of my favorite areas that I do, because there's nothing better than saving somebody's life or giving them where they don't have to suffer, they're not in pain, they have quality for what time is left, you know what I mean? Or saving somebody's life entire. I mean, like, there's not anything that's a greater high than that. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh, my God, I made such a difference. You know what I mean?
Right.
But,
imagine.
I do. I see, I hear, I feel, I smell, I taste, I know. And because I think it's an area that I love, it's an area, like, whenever I'm doing a reading, I'll always dive into each person, their energy, and say, okay, let's check your health. Because your health is your most important thing. And then, as I claim to be a medical intuitive, not a doctor, I'll say, now, go see an endocrinologist, or go see a heart specialist, or, you know, whatever. Check it out. And that's how it works.
Okay, super. Well, I know that we got another caller, so I'm going to take our next caller. So, who's on the line?
Hello?
Hi there. Who's this?
Oh, I thought there was one caller ahead of me. My name's Jim. And my question for Michelle is, I'm moving back to Florida at the end of the month, and I'm just wondering if she sees that I'll get a job, or if that will be a better time than being there before.
It's funny, I did the same thing, so don't feel bad. I left Florida for a year when I was doing television UPN, and turned around a year later and came back.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, that you don't want to waste your money and time to do that. I do see you coming to Florida. I do see you being able to pick up some work and a couple of odd jobs, but it's all right, so you get into something that's more solid, you know. I just feel that you're being pulled back here for several reasons by spirit. So I think it's a good thing, my friend.
Okay, great. Thanks, Michelle, on that advice about the flu vaccines. I think they're a total scam, and people should not get them. And listen to Dr. Len Horowitz tomorrow night on PBS.
I agree.
Thank you.
Total scam. Thank you all.
Okay. We're all on the same level.
Yeah, I really believe that. We all are. While we have a moment, I know that a little while ago you mentioned that you were trying to finish up the book. When are you going to have the new book?
I am going to kill myself.
I don't want that. Okay.
No. I'm trying. Well, we're in the editing process now. My goal is to get this book out by the end of the year, or finish at least. We are in the editing process, so it's we're close. Once we submit to print here in the States, it's not a long time. And then it gets shipped off to the warehouses, and then you get it on Amazon or Borders or, you know.
Sure.
All of them.
Okay, well, you know, of course, that I want a copy of the book, and also I want to interview about the book. So, that's the second thing you need to do after you get it to the publisher. Okay, just put that on your list of things to do.
Put that on Shantae's list of things to do.
Okay, we're talking to Michelle White Dove, who you all should know by now, is a wonderful psychic medium, detective, visionary, angel communicator. You may know her from Lifetime TV, America's Psychic Challenge. She was the winner, and she's our wonderful guest this evening. And we are taking calls from our listening audience, so I want to give you those numbers. The toll-free number worldwide is 888-815-9756. You can also call in on 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185. You can also call in at 530-413-4511. You can tell I love my numbers. And 530-876-3222. Those are the call-in numbers. And if you do call into the show, what we're asking is that you have a specific one question in mind to ask Michelle. She will look at your relationships, your health, your career, you know, if you have something upcoming and you want some advice or see what she sees, you know, just make sure that your question is very specific, and we'll be happy to take your call. So those are the numbers. There's one thing, while we're waiting for callers, I did want to ask you, because I guess I had not realized that you did past life readings as well. Past life readings?
Yes, I do past life readings.
Wow, that's really fascinating. Now, do you go right to the Akashic Records?
Yes, I do. Do you
see the room?
Yes, I do.
Ah.
The whole thing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing, but you really have to put yourself in a state of grace that is like, it's like, beam me up, Scotty. It's like, no, beam me up, you know, three times. It's, you have to be in a place of peace and centered, and you know, you have to raise your vibration to meet the elders. You have to have permission that the person that you're giving the past life reading to, their permission, as well as they have to know that my intent is pure and that I'm just simply trying to give them the records that they need for this particular incarnation to move forward. And I usually get anywhere from 6 to 8. I know eight's too many, but I'll definitely at least give the 6 lives that are in detail, from the time, to the job, to the gender, to the age, to the death, to the karma. I mean, it's an amazing thing, and I was just saying, it takes a lot of energy to do that and a lot of work. Mm-hmm. I only maybe do one of those a day, and even then I'm like, tired with those readings. But It's been insightful on my behalf because what man writes as history to be true is not what I have found to be true in the Akashic Records. Mm. And I know that God makes no mistakes, so I'm going with that.
Oh, okay. All right, I hear you. Well, I was just fascinated about that because I've actually had some experience with past life readings. Yes, I hear you, caller, and I'm going to get right to you. And so I guess I must have missed it on your website, so we'll have to talk about that sometime. All right, we do have another caller, so who's calling, please?
This is Sue from Ohio.
Hello, Sue from Ohio. And do you have a specific question for Michelle?
Yes, I do. I think it's a specific question for Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am the only living individual in my immediate family. All my siblings and parents have passed away. I wonder if you could tell me anything about them. I really don't know how to put it. But if you could just tell me anything about
them. I need you to be specific, honey. There's lines lit up, and I don't really get you. You're kind of just throwing it out there, and there's nothing. Dive in.
What do you mean?
I heard talking in the background. I can't even hear.
Okay, I think what Sue is asking, Sue, I think what you need to do is be a little bit more specific. And Michelle, what Sue said is that she is the only survivor. All of her family has passed on, parents and siblings. And I think mostly, and I'm not so certain that you wanted to do mediumship tonight. I'm not sure if that, you know, because I know that's much more difficult to do on the radio. But I think what Sue is asking is if you're getting anything from anyone on the other side. I think if you're picking up anything
whatsoever. Yeah, and she says anyone, though, but when you say anyone, she's got all her family there. It's like, pick one, you know what I mean? And no, I don't.
All right, Sue, so do you want a specific message from a specific family member? Pick one.
Yeah, I don't mind.
John Joseph Foot.
All right, John Joseph.
John Joseph. Who served? Was it John?
I'm sorry?
Who served?
I didn't.
You know,
served.
I didn't hear her.
Allison, what is she saying?
Are you asking, did he serve in the military?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Okay. He was a young man that had a lot of integrity. And I think that I also feel that his life was cut short, meaning that he died. We have more than one death date, but I feel he died more so in his younger years. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. And this is very close to you as a family member also, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. He's not worried about himself. Obviously, he's worried about you. And what I'm worried about, and I have to tell you this, and, you know, this is the way I do any of the shows. I'm a straight shooter, and I don't edit the information. And I always give usually heads up. But right now, honey, he keeps pointing to your upper respiratory area, your lungs.
That's correct.
Thank you. Thank you for the confirmation. Normally, I have to ask. But he's like pointing his finger going, oh, my goodness, you know, like 911. So I'm not hanging up this phone until I get it through your head that you're asked for someone. He came forward, and he has a message for you. And his message is, take care of your business. You know, you are the only one left, but he doesn't want you to suffer. He, you know, when it's your day, all of your loved ones will be there to greet you. But you got to deal with your throat, your upper respiratory, your lungs, and breasts. You got it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Dan?
Can we go to another relative?
No. I'm sorry, Sue, but we got a lot of people on the line.
Okay, honey.
That are trying to go.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we got a lot of people trying to get messages, Sue. So,
hey, thank you very much.
You're welcome. God bless. God bless you.
Okay, thanks, Sue. Alrighty. Alright. Wow. Sometimes when you you get a message that you weren't exactly expecting, so...
Yeah, that's why, you know, well, that exactly, but I mean, at least she got what she wanted. I don't mind doing mediumship. It's easy for me, to be honest.
Okay.
But,
yeah. Well, some mediums that I've had on the show, over the phone, sometimes they have difficulty over the phone, so I wasn't so certain. We hadn't discussed that, so I didn't want to put you on the spot. But there wasn't any need for me to worry, Michelle, because you just came right through with John Joseph, so not a big deal. So I forget. You're Michelle White Dove. Anything. You don't have problems with that stuff. Okay. And we do have another we do have another caller, so I'm going to take my next caller. Who's calling, please?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we do.
Oh, my name is Michael from Carmel.
Hi, Michael.
Hi
there, how are you?
I actually talked to Michelle several months ago on another radio station. We interviewed her, the Sheila Gale Show.
Not
I
don't know
if Michelle remembers anyway. My
question,
I do energy healings, but my left knee, I can't seem to do any healing on myself. It's really bothering me.
Hold on. What's your birth sign, please? I'm going to need your age. Pisces,
February 25th.
Pisces. Well, first of all, you can't be doing any running. You know that, right?
Yes.
And I don't know why people do that. They think it's, I got to be fit, but it's very hard on the knees. But, and there's also with the lower back, too, correct?
A little bit.
Yeah, and more on one side, definitely, than the other, correct?
Yes. But my
sometimes,
left knee,
you know,
really.
Yeah. You got to be careful also that you don't get sciatica, okay? Which you'll know it when you have it because it shoots down your leg. It's like a fire and it's not pretty. I would really recommend for you acupuncture. I prefer holistic medicine. It doesn't mean I ignore Western medicine. I think we should put them together and we'd have a happy union, happy marriage, because it's really based on people's belief system. But, with holistic, it's preventative. Western, it's like, oh, your finger is almost awful. Let me set that up, you know. With you, I just feel like you got to baby it, ice, and then heat, you know, ibuprofen. If it's still acting up, because it looks like there's a little bit of fluid there, a little bit of, but nothing major. I'm not seeing a surgery. So I would tell you just to do hot compresses, then cold, use ibuprofen. Follow the directions, not the whole bottle, please, and acupuncture, because the acupuncture can do for you what you would eventually end up having to do with Western medicine. It'd be much more harsh. So right now you don't need that, so I prefer that you do acupuncture in that particular area, and you need a couple that, you know, one session isn't enough. People said, well, I just had one session. It takes more than one session, but with you it won't take many.
Okay.
It's light, all right?
I really appreciate it. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. Well, that kind of bodes another question about healing ourselves. You know, I'm personally, you know, I'm a Reiki master, and so, you know, I do Reiki on other people. I send, you know, I just do it because I can, my family, my loved ones. But I always find that I can't. My Reiki doesn't seem to work on me. It just seems as though that you're more apt to heal someone else, but it just doesn't work as well on you. Is that just standard, or what's up with that?
If it's any consolation, I have a hard time myself, okay?
I always say to my husband, would you please Reiki me? Because mine doesn't seem to work on me, you know, and I always feel better after he Reikis me, not me Reiki me.
Yeah,
so I wonder what's up with that.
It's his energy, and he's more healthy and, you know, it's stronger. And there's that love connection. So I'm not going to lie, I've healed myself, but there have been times where it's been difficult, or there have also been times where I needed help, whether that's from holistic or Western. It's kind of like sometimes I can do it and sometimes I can't. I'm a Reiki master also, but, you know, it's funny, I don't really utilize it as much as I would just go in as like a medical intuitive and say, you have this, give healing, which is very similar, you know, the energy from the God source to the person. To me, that's very similar, you know, you're doing the same thing as a Reiki master. But
sure.
I wanted to give you a message, but do you want me to wait till we're done with the show?
Well, you can do whatever you want, Michelle. You have a message for me? All right.
No, I didn't know.
Okay.
I was just trying to honor your privacy and say if you wanted me to do it off the line when we're finished.
That's okay. Do your thing. I'm okay.
You're a trooper.
I'm brave.
You are. You're definitely brave. I want you to watch also, and I was like, is this Allison or is this person the one that called in? But I've been hearing it all night. Well, let's just say how long we've been on the radio. There's something also going on with your upper respiratory. Not your throat, but your upper respiratory. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I had the flu.
Okay.
The flu, and I actually went to the doctor today because I was coughing, and I was like, what is wrong with me? I can't seem to kick this thing. So.
Okay, all right. I feel better now. At least I know it's just that. Good. The whole time I'm talking, you know, and it's like, you're right. I already know what your question is. I'm answering before you can finish, and vice versa. And then of it, they're going, tell her about her health. Tell her about her health.
Thanks a lot, guys. Yeah. Yeah, no, actually, I went today because I really, when I was on the cruise, I got really sick. And of course, I didn't want to go to the infirmary because I didn't want to get stuck in my room. But when I got back, it's just the worst chest cold. And even though it's been a month, I really have had, I'm getting better. But that's why, doing the show some weeks here, last couple of weeks have been touch and go. So, yeah. I hear you. Thank you, guys.
No,
appreciate it.
Yeah, I just don't want it to turn into, pneumonia or anything like that. So don't take it lightly. You know, just say, okay, I've had it. It's been 6 weeks. It's a little ridiculous. Maybe I need to go back to the doctor. You know, something like that. But don't let it go. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, yep, I went today. He said the lungs were clear. It was just
all right, cool.
Other stuff that's draining down in and creating some issues. So thank you. I will definitely keep a track of it, okay?
All right, dear. Thank you.
Okay. So there you go, people. I did go to the doctor today for my cough. And so thank you, Michelle, for telling everyone. So look at me. I still did the show anyhow, aren't I? Nothing wrong with your skills, girl. All right? All right.
Well, thank you.
Okay. So now everybody knows my medical health. Okay. Perfect.
I gave you the option.
That's all right. I hide nothing. I have nothing to hide. You know,
exactly.
I'm all about
that's
the truth.
And besides, I have nothing to hide.
I would. Why would I? You know, to give you the opportunity to just show just how good you are, because I knew whatever was going to come out of your mouth was going to be right. So why would I deny you that, Michelle? So you, by all means, use me. And then besides that, I got a free reading.
No, I can't believe you. Oh, you know I love you. I never use you.
No, I'm just picking on you. It's all right. That's cool. I don't mind. I think that we have maybe time for one more call, and I'm not certain if I heard another beep or not. So if we do have anybody on the line, by all means, give us a shout-out. Let us know you're here.
Hello?
Hi there. Who
Hello?
Are you? Hi there. What's your name?
Are you talking to me? Hello?
Yeah. Are you a caller to the show?
Yes, I just couldn't tell if you were talking to me or not.
Yeah, I'm talking to you, caller. What's your name?
Vicki.
Hi, Vicki. Do you have a question?
Yes, I was wondering if my guys and angels have any advice for me at the time.
You need to learn the lesson of humility.
Oh.
Humility and compassion. And you're about to be tested with that. So humility comes in different forms for each person. We all have to learn our own lessons and, pay our karmic debts, positive and negative. But that's what's going on right now.
Can you tell how I'm not being humble?
No, I didn't get that. Well, they did say the attitude, judgment, things like that. I think it's time, from what they're showing me, what they're saying, like, kind of where you take a little bit of time for yourself, and not do what your normal day may be and just try to balance yourself and go into prayer and meditation and try to see it from other people's perspective that are in your life and what you do, your own actions and the consequences. Just think about that a little more. I mean, like, I'll give you an example. I'll be honest. I had a little, not an argument, and it was really... I was the one that was out of line, and so I'm a big enough person to apologize.
Okay.
Anyways, I didn't hear.
Yeah, I'm hearing a little feedback.
Oh yeah, I'll have
that's okay. We hear you, Michelle.
All right. So that's it. You know, that's the lesson. That's what's going on.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Vicki. Thanks for calling in. All right.
What was the name, Allison?
Excuse me, Vicki, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Well, we only have a few minutes left on the show, so one of the major things that I want to be able to just tell everyone is again, please visit MichelleWhiteDove.com. You can go to the front page of BBS Radio, and there's the Visible by Numbers on Monday nights, and there's the show info tab, and you can directly link to Michelle's website there. Make arrangements for the various different kinds of readings that Michelle does. Michelle, you just really quick, what you want to go through the types of readings that you do?
Yeah, I do regular readings, which is about your life now. I do past life readings, which is about lives that you've already had, but to get you up to date to where you are, to help you free yourself of fears or other things, understand your lesson, your mission statement. And I also work with children. I do spiritual counseling work with children. And that's another great love for me. And that's what got me inspired to do the children's books.
Wonderful. Okay, so they can take a look and see the different kinds of readings. Now, how long is the waiting list to get in to see you? Because, I mean, I think it's just wonderful that you're still doing readings, but...
Yeah, it's funny you said that because it's not going to be that much longer. I have to be honest. I don't know how I'm going to be able to do readings on top of everything else and what I'm getting to film. So right now I'm looking at, you know, they're like, get ready, you're going to film any time now. So once I start doing TV on a regular basis along with everything else on my table there, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but there are my regular, you know, regular clients and people that I love, and I still want to do that. I imagine I'll sort that out when I get there, but... I would tell people if they want to get a reading, now would be a really good time.
To try to get booked in, okay.
Yeah.
And also I would really highly recommend that you bookmark Michelle's page and certainly pay attention to her blogs because, you know, I find your blogs to be very insightful. Certainly the future is being told in them, and so if you want to gain some insight on the upcoming year or what events or maybe even the meanings of different things in the news, that the blog is really a very fascinating read, and it certainly I can give you a great deal of insight. There's access to the various different books that Michelle has written. Certainly you can order them from her website. I just encourage everyone to just go visit it. And our time, you know, it's amazing. You know, it just seems like we've just said hello, and it's time to say goodbye. So, Michelle, I can't thank you enough for coming back on the show. We love you, and we appreciate you coming.
I love you. You're always so gracious. And we must be kindred spirits because I swear that before you get the question, it's true what you said. I'm answering the question you haven't even finished, and vice versa. There's a kindred spirit there.
We've got that mental connection thing going on, you know, I don't know. I always have to stay a step ahead of you because you're always ahead of me, so you're a tough interview.
I'm sorry.
That's okay, sorry. Girl. That's okay. Keeps me on my toes. So everyone, all right, if you just got one parting words that you'd like to say to everyone and then say goodnight, Michelle?
I would like to say love, 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 unconditional love and prayer and God bless your listeners, my people that are listening, and everybody. And let's get out of that fear and darkness and embrace all the goodness that we have here, even if you got to look a little harder. That's it for me. Peace out.
Okay. Thanks, Michelle.
You
know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say ditto. I ditto that. Okay. Good night, everyone, and thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Good night.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.